FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Now, Mark Cox Soapbox.
Hey, I got a little message for you snowflakes out there as you watch this display there in North Carolina and you applaud it. Guess what? It's not about the statue. These people don't seem to understand this. The leftists behind this movement, they were all carrying Antifa signs and all of this crap. They have their own separate agenda here, and it has nothing to do with a granite monument with a statue on top of it and some engraving in the base that's been there for 105 years. Just bear that in mind. It was placed there by students on that campus for a specific reason. And here's the thing. If every Confederate monument and battlefield in the United States disappeared tomorrow, it wouldn't be enough for this group of left-wing nut jobs. That's not the goal. This is a political effort to silence people who dare to disagree with their point of view. It's no different than people being confronted at a restaurant in New York City or Washington, D.C., because they have a different political opinion than you do. These fascists want to shut down free speech. They're tolerant, but only if they agree with you. It's the tolerant left. But if you disagree with them, watch out. They're going to put a lasso around you and topple you over. They go by many names. They go by Antifa and all these others. I think probably the word Bolshevik would fit best. Remember that? The people that founded the Soviet Union, the Socialist Democratic Workers' Party, the Bolsheviks, they didn't want anybody having anything to say about anything. They wanted to shut you down, and they continued to do it with an ironclad grip over the Soviet Union for years and years and years and years until Ronald Reagan brought that nonsense to a halt. Listen to the reason this monument was put up 105 years ago. Just listen.
Behind me, you see what remains of the Silent Sam statue with the police vehicles and many police officers now guarding what is left of that statue tonight. We take you through the video of when it came down, which was at 9:20 this evening. And as Silent Sam came down, protesters kicked and threw dirt on the statue as it was down. This is a statue, as Deb mentioned, that was raised and dedicated in 1913 as a monument to Confederate soldiers, many of whom came from UNC. 40% of the student body actually went into the Civil War. Some of them actually fought for the North. Most of them fought for the South. It was the largest contingent from any university in the United States.
So the statue was put up to honor students on the university who exercised their right at the time, in context of history, at the time of a civil war, to go onto a battlefield. They went onto the battlefield for both sides, for the North and for the South. This particular statue was put up in memory of the students who went off to war and never returned, who happened to fight for the Confederacy. Now, I guess my question for this bunch of spoiled, rotten brats running amok on the campus of the University of North Carolina is, by that statue not standing there every day when you walk by it, just out of interest, did it change the course of the Civil War? Did it change anything about the history that so dramatically offends you because you had to tear down a statue that is a piece of history? A message to you. The Confederates lost that war. The North prevailed. The Union was saved. And the United States is the greatest power for good in the world. What the hell offends you so much about a statue that's 105 years old? What is it about that has any relevance in today's society? What, explain that to me. These are people who want to erase history that they don't like, and it doesn't change anything. Their life is no different today than it was yesterday. just because that statue's been pulled up. Oh, let them beat their chest. You know who's to blame here in large part? It's the same thing at the University of Louisville in Louisville, Kentucky. The same thing at the University of Missouri, just down the street here in Columbia. The same thing in the city of St. Louis. It's spineless elected officials who let this garbage go on because they think they're going to win a political point with a bunch of anarchists. That's all it is. Period. End of discussion. The crap that happened on the campus of the University of Missouri that led to the largest decline in the history of that university. They've got dorms down there sitting empty because kids aren't choosing to go to that school because of what happened there a couple years ago. Because they saw a university so wrapped up in political correctness, it didn't even have the strength of its own convictions to stand up and say, this is wrong. We're not bending to your will just because one of you has decided to go on a hunger strike. This is wrong. The University of North Carolina had cops standing by watching while these idiots toppled this statue. They could have stopped it at any time. And this is the thing about it. It wasn't a huge crowd. It wasn't. There were 50, 75 people out there at this pro. The police could have stepped in at any point and stopped this, but they didn't want to because the administration at this university agreed with what happened. They allowed this to happen. Lyda Crewson allowed the Confederate monuments and statues in Forest Park to be vandalized and eventually removed because she thought she might win favor with the same group of idiots who then went and vandalized her house during the Jason Stockley protest. It's an exercise in futility, but the left refuses to do anything to shut these idiots down. It's a shame. It's a crying shame because, again, it's not about the statues. Nothing changes. The people that tore down the statues in Forest Park didn't even know they existed till somebody pointed it out because they paid no attention in history class. That's the key point here. These people are anarchists. They call themselves anti-fascists. They are the fascists. They want to shut down any point of view they disagree with. And until the rest of us stand up and say, no more, go back to your corner and do your drop and flop at home, this kind of crap continues.
Get more at 971talk.com.